You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus and Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. My name is Siobhan. Thanks for tuning in. And here we broadcast on the ancestral and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Coquitlam, and Squamish First Nations people. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. Drop us a line as well. You can text in at 778-782-2573 if you have a request or you're enjoying what you're hearing. Thanks for tuning in, guys. So this Friday, we have a special little open mic segment that I've planned for the next couple weeks, Fridays at noon, celebrating queer artists and highlighting queer topics before the Pride Parade in Vancouver on August 3rd. So tune in every Friday at noon. We'll get some special programming ahead of that parade, that big celebration coming up. So hopefully with these topics highlighting queer subjects, as well as a complete selection of upbeat tunes by queer musicians that I really enjoy, I hope these segments bring you some joy into your Fridays, maybe introduce you to some new cool queer folks that you might not have known, as well as some familiar favorites as well. So today we will be jumping right in, diving into the rich and the introspective world of Bell Hooks, a queer and feminist theorist, prof, and writer whose work dissects gender roles, love, and identity. So we will be getting into that very shortly, but first I thought I'd kick us off with some upbeat tunes for Pride as well. So starting off with a bang, we've got the wonderful pop song Silk Chiffon by the band Muna, featuring Phoebe Bridgers. So this is a pretty amazing band. They've got some really happy, just queer, like, celebratory tunes as well. And I think we need more of that, more than just sad representation as well. We need some happy representation. So here is the wonderful song Silk Chiffon by Muna.
Your silk dress dancing in the wind. Watch it brush against your skin. Makes me wanna try her on. Like, life's so fun, life's so fun. Got my mini skirt and my rollerblades on. Bag on my side cause I'm out till dawn. Keeping it light like silk chiffon. Life's so fun, life's so fun. Don't need to worry about no one. She said I got her if I want. She's so soft like silk chiffon. That's how it feels. Oh, when she's on me,
Take me further from here. should buy.
Spend a lot of time with you, I can't let go. I notice some things you can't speak. The thoughts of a third make me weak, weak. I don't want to. I fell asleep with your hand on my skull and my face in your lap. At the Bowery Hotel, we see you hiding. I fall so fast. Seems like everything I do take me further from. So tethered to you.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, campus and community radio based out of Simon Fraser University. I misspoke earlier. I'd just like to apologize. We broadcast on the... on the unceded territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, and... Tsleil-Waututh First Nations people. Text or call us at 778-782-2573 or check us out on the CJSF radio app on the App Store or the Google Store, depending on your device. All right, well, I think we're going to dive right into our special Pride topic of today, which is just looking at some of the work and the writings of bell hooks. So bell hooks is someone that I really wanted to highlight ahead of Pride, mostly because of her writings and ideas on love and community. And this is kind of the perfect time of year to reflect and dive into those topics a little bit more as well, with Pride Month just having passed in June and the big parade coming up in Vancouver on August 3rd. My first introduction to bell hooks was in a first year cinema studies class here at SFU, as we studied the queer film Portrait of a Lady on Fire by Celine Sciamma. I believe that's how you say her name. I find a lot of her work to be quite relevant and almost ahead of her time. And since that class, I've really enjoyed diving into more of her work, especially her book from 1992 called All About Love, which is a collection of personal essays and reflections that dissect love and the role it plays within the self, the family, and greater community and culture as well, especially as how it can be used to break down injustice and prejudice and oppression of all forms within our personal lives and our communities around us. So the book, it reads almost as though it was written in 2025, with many of her points still carrying a lot of relevance. But before we dive more into the book and some passages that really stood out to me, I just wanted to take a little time to explain bell hooks as a person, as well as some of her backstory if you're unfamiliar. Bell hooks, she's most known for her academic writing on race, gender, and class, especially how these things relate and affect black women. Her real name is Gloria Jean Watkins, and Bell Hooks, which is stylized in all lowercase, serves as a pen name to detract from the idea of the individual and instead place focus on her ideas, which I think is pretty unique. I thought her name was Bell Hooks for a long time until I looked into it more, and it's interesting how she's using language to kind of decenter the person behind it and just let the ideas speak for themselves as well. She was born in a segregated Kentucky in 1952, and then she went on to study English at Stanford before getting a PhD as well. She's penned over 30 different works, and she returned to Kentucky back in 2004 as a professor at Berea College, where she also founded the Bell Hooks Institute. It's also about to reopen this year after she unfortunately passed away in 2021. But there's also the Bell Hooks Center there on that campus that is kind of an inclusive, open space for people to discuss ideas and come and be themselves as well, which is a pretty amazing thing that she's done also. In her book, All About Love, Bell encourages readers to apply ethics in their personal lives and not just theoreticals. So she kind of, what I thought was really cool is she presents these ideas of ethics and how maybe you might think, oh no, I'm an ethical person, like I don't kick puppies, I don't, and obviously it's a little more academic than that in the way she wrote it and more eloquent as well, but she kind of makes you think, okay, but how am I actually applying this with the people around me and how I treat them and how I treat myself in relation to them and the world around me as well? She really advocates for the rights of children and women in the home as well, and places love as a kind of healing force that can reduce polarization between people to create a more empathetic and connected society. All these topics, they're super relevant around this time and all the time, but we just really think about it now around Pride Month as well, and how being empathetic to each other can also just help build more community and break down these so-called barriers that might exist between people that aren't really there. They're just prejudice and knowledge and understanding that need to be kind of put in place, I guess. I find all her work really relevant in the fight for tolerance and inclusion of the LGBTQ+ community, both in policies and in more small-scale communities as well. And an interesting element of Bell's identity was her self-identification as queer, but not considering herself a gay woman. So she viewed queerness as more than just a sexual orientation, but more about resistance to the dominant structures and ways of being that exist in our society, which is pretty interesting. So it's up for debate if that word should be used for people that maybe are not attracted to, that are like existing outside of, sorry, let me start that again. It could be debated whether queer should be applied to people that also identify as heterosexual, if that term, it kind of detracts from the power of that term and getting reclaimed by the queer community. But looking at it from more of an optimistic standpoint, the way she describes queer can be seen as a beacon of resistance and strength as well, when applied in the way that she uses it. This is her quote about the term queer as well. Queer is not about who you're sleeping with, but that can be a dimension of it. Rather, queer is about the self that is at odds with everything around it and that has to invent and create and find a place to speak and thrive and live. So that's a pretty interesting quote as well. So she kind of says it's not just about these parts of your identity, but it's about how your identity moves through the world, how you take in the world and you create something new rather than just following what has been done before, which is pretty inspiring as well. Yeah, in this way, she kind of understands that identity is not stagnant and that many factors can inform a person's character and identity. She really writes a lot about intersectionality as well, and that's definitely a topic that is important as well when understanding queerness beyond just oh, you're attracted to someone of the same gender or various genders, or when it simplified that, but Bell really wrote in a way that understood that each individual has many factors that come and influence their identity and their character beyond just that. She saw queerness as a revolution and a place where people could be themselves and live authentically, which is very inspiring as well. If we all adopted this mentality of authenticity and truth within ourselves and our own lives, we could accept ourselves and others more fully, which I think is a really lovely sentiment to keep in mind during Pride season as well. I will be returning to maybe a few quotes from the book that I really enjoyed, a passage or two here and there. But until then, oh my goodness, I didn't even introduce the songs you just heard. Okay, before this little yap session here, you would have just heard Three Boys by Omar Apollo. He's a kind of R&B pop artist that I discovered last year with his album God Said No, which is really strong. That was the song Three Boys. And then before that was You on My Arm by Leith Ross. Leith Ross is a non-binary Canadian folk and pop artist from Winnipeg, I believe, from Manitoba, good old Manitoba. They are currently releasing singles for their upcoming album, I Can See the Future, that is set to release in September. So check out their songs, Grieving and I Can See the Future, which are already out, but that was You on My Arm. And then before that was Silk Chiffon by Muna featuring Phoebe Bridgers from their self-titled album, Muna. Crazy, I know. Moving right along, though, we've got a pretty iconic queer song. If you are on social media, if you were around in 2020 listening to indie pop, you probably know this song, but it's still a banger today, and that is Sophia by Claro. So please enjoy, and I will talk to you guys soon.